How do you feel about that? The other day we had a visit from the field mental health team, an advisory visit rather than one out of clinical need. The Army is getting better at identifying and treating psychological issues early. We keep people as far forward as possible with people who better understand the individual and the event. Stress and its effects are now well known. After every event in which soldiers are exposed to trauma, they are interviewed collectively and individually. We have a good system, but culturally in the Army, we struggle to answer the question, and so do I. It changes from day to day. It's quite difficult to explain to those outside the military how the cocktail of emotions is mixed. A drop of fatigue with a slice of excitement, a splash of adrenaline with a measure of boredom. Add fear, relief, elation, frustration and pride, and stand well back. Quite honestly, soldiers don't want to explore all of those when the mixture may be more potent tomorrow. Those returning from 2 weeks' rest and recuperation talk of neither an ability to explain nor a desire. They enjoyed themselves in a way so only soldiers know. The support is immeasurably better than it used to be. I'm constantly impressed with young men confronting the most difficult events and strongest emotions. They tend to prefer dealing with them amongst colleagues rather than friends.